Christ, you are my life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus Christ, you are my life. You are my life. Jesus Christ, you are my life, you are my life, hallelujah. Jesus Christ, you are my life, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus Christ, you are my life, you are my life, hallelujah. Zeugen deiner Liebe sind wir, Boten des Lichtes in der Welt. Gottes Frieden, hör unser Fried, schenk deinen Frieden alle. Jesus Christ, you are my life, Halleluja, Halleluja. Jesus Christ, you are my life, you are my life, alleluia.
Because
through the waters of life, he pours his love into our hearts. Jesus comes to us in our hearts. Glory to God forever. Jesus Christ, you are my life. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ, you are my life, you are my life, alleluia.
Tu nous rassembles dans l'unité, t'es venu dans ton grand amour. Devant toi, dans la joie, nous chanterons ta gloire.
Jesus Christ, you are my life. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Ressuscito? Non, non, ressuscito est ressuscité. Ressuscité est auferstanden, risorto. Numéro 16. 16. No, 16, grazie.
Ressuscito.
Forte messaggio di questo.
This is the translator apologizing. We have been having technical issues since yesterday. We will continue to translate anyway. Good morning, everyone. Today we are living this day as a day of communion with the risen Christ. During this day, we will try to deepen our intimate relationship with the risen Christ. We ask the Holy Spirit to remember our first love, our first relationship, the first time we were fascinated by his face, person, being. Jesus Christ is the sole man who is God. in order to rediscover this inspiration, we will hear today a wonderful testimony on Oscar Romero, who will be sanctified today. He is the sign of a true love for Jesus. He reminds us on how much the mission we are carrying out must be lived in a deep way. I would like to thank the director of Radio Maria Argentina. He will introduce to us Oscar Romero, and he will explain to us how significant he was for our mission.
Los invito a comenzar nuestro.
I would like to start our reflection together on Monsignor Romero. I would like you to pray with a prayer that we received from our brothers in Salvador. Here in the we have a wonderful picture of him praying. So let us pray together.
Y la intercesión de la Virgen María, Reina de la Paz, y la acción del Espíritu Santo, concediste a San Oscar Arnulfo Romero la gracia de ser un pastor ejemplar al servicio de la Iglesia y en él preferentemente a los pobres y los necesitados. Haz, Señor, que yo sepa también vivir conforme al Evangelio, al de tu Hijo, y concédeme, por la intercesión de San Óscar Arnulfo Romero, el favor que te pido. Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga a nosotros tu reino, hágase tu voluntad en la tierra como en el cielo. Dios te salve María, llena eres de gracia, el Señor es contigo. Bendita tú eres entre todas las mujeres y bendito es el fruto de tu vientre, Jesús. Gloria al Padre, al Hijo y al Espíritu Santo. San Óscar Arnulfo Romero, ruega por nosotros. En nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Amén. Voy a...
I would like to give you a brief introduction on the biography. So I will take a few minutes to explain to you the short biography. After that, I'll show you a video. And after the video, I will explain his magisterium concerning our work in the world. I'll quote some passages from Romero, and I'll use also quotes from Pope Francis, and I'll invite you to reflect on our path of Radio Maria in the world. So I will introduce to you his life, his magisterium, and how significant and relevant his magisterium is for our work, our editorial work. Oscar Arnulfo Romero Galdames was born in Ciudad Barrios, San Miguel, on August 15, 1917. He was the second of eight brothers. His father's name was Santos Romero and his mother Guadalupe. He came from a humble and modest family. His father was working as a postal clerk, and his mother took care, did the housework at the age of 13. On the occasion of the ordination of a young man, and a year later, he entered the seminary of San Miguel. In 1937, he entered the major seminary of San Jose. 7 months later, he was sent to Rome to study for the priesthood in Rome. He experienced the hardships and sufferings caused by the Second World War. Here you have a small video, a brief video. Actually, this is a wonderful movie on his life. Romero was first assigned to serve as parish priest in Anamoros, La Union, but soon after he was called to San Miguel, where he carried out his pastoral work for 20 years. He was elected bishop on December the 14th, the situation was very complicated. He promoted a dialogue with the authorities, and he denounced the problems of that period, a period characterized by a nationalism, strong nationalism. It was 1979. There was the Cold War between the States and Russia. So There were different ideologies, the right-wing ideologies and the left-wing. So this was the context of his work. He took a stand. He promoted a dialogue with authorities, and he denounced the problems within the authorities. Despite his preaching was very clear, he was accused to be a Marxist. This was not true. He promoted dialogue, a strong dialogue. He promoted dialogue with the Pope, with Pope John Paul II. They had a saint, transparent dialogue. Death threats multiplied, and this all led to his death. He knew that it was a danger, there was a danger in his life, but he always stood with his people. His life ended like the life of Jesus and the prophets. He was assassinated on March the 24th, 1980. His slogan, his motto was "Fill with the church, with the people of God." In this, you have this image here. As Pope Francis said 3 years ago, we need to feel with the church. And Oscar Romero, he felt with the church, the people of God, his death caused pain in Latin America, especially in El Salvador. in our wonderful country, in Latin America, people expressed their love for Oscar Romero, and he said himself, if he was going to die, he was going to rise again in the people of Salvador. People in Salvador feel in a very deep way.
And his funeral mass, 100,000 people took part, were present in the civic square, civic plaza, even though they had received threats. At that time, there was great confusion. People felt that the USA was imposing their doctrine to our country, and there was the military government, and this all ended with the democratic process that is now, that then later on occurred in our Latin American countries. Now, I would like to share with you the image of this martyr and how important his magisterium is for us as a work of Mary for Radio Maria. And I would like to start with a text from the Gospel of Luke 4:18-20. Perhaps we can say that this text depicts the image of this pastor. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Jesus, and he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. In the year 1979, in a homily from September, Monsignor Romero said, "Unfortunately, dear sisters and brothers, we are the product of a spiritualized, individualistic education. We were taught to try to save our soul and not to worry about others. We tell those who suffer, be patient, heaven will follow, hang on. No, that is not right. It cannot be so. That is not salvation. That is not the salvation that Jesus brought. The salvation that Jesus brings is a salvation from every bondage that oppresses human beings." So by using this quotation of Romero, I want to connect it to some expressions of Pope Francis in Angelicum and a signal of Radio Maria, so that it can carry out the mission of enunciating the message of the liberation of the gospel. It cannot listen first to the event of those who are suffering. There is an expression of Pope Francis from his speech of 2015. He spoke about hope that we have to convey, and he asks us to feel the sorrow and the drama of the people, and from there build our editorial programs. So tune in to the church from the perspective of Pope Francis in that category which Gaudium Spes has given us as a gift. So to tune in with the category of the people of God. These were the words of Pope Francis. He is very close to this situation, but he has been criticized of being a populist by those who are far from the pontifical doctrine and who who say that the central point of the ecclesial system is an organization where the people of God, the baptized Christian people, are the great protagonists, and we, according to our services, feel the suffering and the sense of the needs of the people. These were the words of Pope Francis. And he also said that each individual Christian and every community is called to be an instrument of God for the liberation and promotion of the poor. This is a very beautiful expression, not at all populist. These are words of the Pope from the Magisterium.
Primero.
These are words of the Gospel. We say we read it in the Gospel from Luke, and four enable them to be fully a part of society. This demands that we be docile and attentive to the cry of the poor and to come to their aid. Pope Francis continues, in this demands that we a mere glance at the scripture is enough to make us see how our gracious Father wants to hear the cry of the poor. I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. I have come down to deliver them, so I will send you. Jesus sends the prophet after listening to the cry of the poor. God sends us to spread the good news. And after listening to the cry of the people of God, Pope Francis continues by saying, we also see how he's concerned for their needs. So in this document, he reiterates the cry of the poor. Because we need to remind ourselves the Lord is listening to the cry of the people. And then in the quotation, it's 187. So if you want to look it up, Radio Maria has a task as with the people. We need to have a pastoral exercise. We need to listen to the cry of the people, because sometimes the only way through which we can listen to people is prayer. This is at the heart of our editorial work. It is necessary to grow, to extend our knowledge. The expression in Medellin was included in one of the documents of the Latin American Magisterium in 1968. And we have this expression that then was included in our documents, the popular this expression is present in Evangelii Nuntiandi 48. We bring the pity of the poor. So Radio Maria is accompanying the people in their prayers. When I say simple, I don't mean not effective. The strength of the prayer. And then we have another quotation from Scannone, who was a Jesuit. He accompanied him in his formation in the Theology of the People. It's a very good book if you want to understand the theological roots of Pope Francis. The humble people are able to keep the values, the religious symbols, values shared by everyone. So they're able to grow a seed. So this is an the conversion to Jesus is a conversion to the poor. This expression is very used by Pope Francis. He has always used this expression, his magisterium, when he gave us the opportunity so we can evangelize evangelize and transform our culture. This is why we need to reach out to the poor. The poor are a theological place. We can encounter Jesus through the poor. Jesus is, we can find Jesus in the poor. Every day we need to be close to the poor, to the flesh of the poor. We need to be aware of that. So prayer needs to be at the center of our editorial message. Prayer is the heart of our editorial message, because through prayer we can feel the pain of the people, we can listen to the cry of the people, we can see the hopes, the needs, the desires, happiness of the people. Prayer is the soul, is the heart of our work of evangelization. If we pray, if we are aware of that, we'll have a great opportunity of transforming a radio. If we do so, we will be able to transform the lives of the people. Evangelization creates cooperation. That's what the Pope said. The mystery of the Holy Trinity reminded us that we were created in the image of God. So salvation we can only be saved in communion. That's the true foundation of communion. The Synod on young people is part of a broader context, as the Vatican said. Pope Francis encouraged, envisioned a synod vision. I mean, walking together, journeying together. The synod is the people journeying together, and we need to support these people. We need to form these people on an everyday basis. It is a task, a very important task. We need to understand where the people is going. We need to discern, as Pope Francis always says. This is our task. This is the task of the Church. We need to discern the path of God, and the path which is not led by God. These are the words of Pope Francis on spirituality. Another quotation. And this quotation can also be interpreted according to the words of Pope Francis. They are very close, as for the universal magisterium. The homily from this September the 9th. First, he mentioned that we need to feel the heart of the world, that we didn't need to be individualistic. That was what he said in the first part of the homily, that we needed to feel the poor, that we needed to listen to the cry of people. He said that the prayer needs to be at the heart of our work, that we need to discern starting from the life of the poor, that we needed to carry out a discernment. We need to create. Now I'll show you a video. The human progress that Christ wants to promote is that of the whole person in their transcendent dimension. This is very a clear expression, the whole person in their transcendent dimension, their historical dimension, spiritual dimension, bodily dimension, the whole person must be saved, and that includes people in their social relationships, so that they will not view some people as more human than others, but will consider all people as brothers and sisters, and give preference to the weakest and neediest. This is the integral human salvation that Church wants to bring about. This is a wonderful expression. So the integral human salvation, this is a difficult mission. Often this expression was interpreted as communist, Marxist, because that was a period during which there was the Cold War, a fight between the powerful people and the poor. So I would like you to invite to reflect on how do we listen to the cry of people. We need to do it according to faith. We need to pray with the people of God. We find all these key elements in Evangelii Gaudium. We need to pray, act. We need to contemplate and act. We need to be committed. We, in an humble way, we can say that we need to bring all these key elements in our work at Radio Maria, this desire of making our radio a mean to transformation. People say to us, I really love the rosary prayer for people like us that had a training, a formation. Sometimes these comments seem to be exaggerated or too simple. But here, this is the sign, the true seed for transformation. And we need to pay attention, as we said many times, to the witness, to the testimony of every person. For example, the one of an elderly woman that after a catechesis said said and shared her witness, her testimony, and said in her testimony that people need to have a path ahead. So we need to be open to the poor people. And we need to include this element in our programming. We need to have political reflections, ideas for evangelization. We need to bring new life to the church, to all the associations. We need to have a prophetic gaze on all the events within the church and the events of the world. This is the heart, the true element of our programming. We need to accompany, stand for people. We need to accompany people, our people, clearly see that we pray, we have an integral programming. We can do both. We can pray and we can talk about politics. There is no opposition between the two elements. So we need to pray, we need to have a prophetic gaze on church, on the heart of the world, so that we can announce and denounce. It's not simply a... It is a radio through which we can create a programming to listen to the cry of people. I would like to conclude with an expression of Pope Francis. This message is for everybody. For 20 years, we have been working as Radio Maria Argentina. And during a visit to St. Martha, we asked to receive a message for our radio. And this is a message from the Pope. This is a message for all media of communication. This is the task that we have ahead, the transformation. The Pope underlines a risk, the risk of nominalism in Evangelii Gaudium. We read this risk of nominalism, because if we say something, that something will happen. This is a definition of nominalism. So we need to pay attention. We need to be careful. The word needs to transform our life. So that's my conclusion. Thank you for giving me the opportunity of sharing with you my point of view. And thank you, because I had the great opportunity of deepening his magisterium, comparing it to Pope Francis. I really appreciate the canonization of Oscar Romero, and I try to compare it with our editorial work so that we can renew our radio according to the Church and the people of God in a path for freedom and liberation. So I would like to conclude my speech with Pope Francis. These words are for us working in communication, and we should move forward with parousia, with freedom, strength, with a strong desire to do things in the right way for the glory of God. So now I'll show you the video.
El peligro más serio ahí es
Sorry, we can't hear very well, so we will try our best. Existential nominalism is that what you think is what you do. Unfortunately, the audio is not very good, so we are not sure we can hear correctly. I cannot say many things. They should not provoke us into doing. When a communicator says, do something, so to do. Doing, is it a nominalistic action. It doesn't sow a seed. It is just speaking. The media must plant seeds and not simply speak. Plant the truth and beauty. When mass media or a social media does not sow or plant the truth, it is misinforming the people. Or when the truth is only a half-truth, then this, again, is nominalism, because you are not spreading something that is the truth. When social media do not sow beauty and goodness, it is planting slander and does not allow for growth of a good seed. And when the social media do not sow, do not plant beauty, the result is that communication is not a correct kind of communication. We apologize. The interpreters apologize. We cannot hear because of the quality of the audio. Thank you.
Grazie di cuore, Padre Javier.
Thank you, Father Javier. Feeling with the church, feeling with the people of God means having a heart for the people, having a heart for the poor, a merciful heart, to have mercy for the people of God. Saint Francis, when he started to feel mercy, he became converted. I invite all of us to continue this day as a day of prayer and joy and listening, but also as a day of conversion. Jesus has never had a problem with any of the sins of the world apart from expression. I am without sins. I don't need to be converted. I ask all of us to see where can we become converted today, in small daily life attitudes. When we go back home, we should change something. A big request to all priests, please, if today, during the day, someone comes to you to ask for confession, always be available. So I am calling out to all of us just to evaluate, wouldn't it be good today to seal and bless our conversion with a confession? It is a free act, but an act that can be transformed into a blessing for our lives and the life of our radio.